1-800-520-1515 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, everybody, I think we're going to try this here. We had some technical difficulties, but welcome to the Hack Hunterdon Radio Show. I'm your host, Jim Minadio. Yes, still me, shaved off and beard gone for the summer, I guess. And I'm president of Zero Surge, a manufacturer of power quality filters that are used for surge protecting sensitive electronics. With Zero Surge, you have peace of mind that your electronics are kept safe. So for today's show, we'll learn how a local Hunterdon resident took a product idea, made it into a business, and it made it all the way to selling on Walmart shelves. And as always, I'll end the show with some historical story, and to tie it into today's theme, it'll be about the IT history of Walmart. So we'll learn some little tidbits about that. But first, the weather. It was raining on the way in, so I'm sure by if you're in the Hunterdon County area, it's raining near you at this point. Load up the weather real quick here. Let's take a second. So it's going to be cooler. Well, I guess we'll do the weather later. Let's just skip that for now. And okay, so then what we're going to do is before we introduce Kelly, which I guess we can because you're on camera, so say hello.
Hi.
Let's see. Let me do this. Now say hello.
Hello.
There you go. You can hear yourself?
I could hear myself.
Okay, there you go. All right. This is, you know, not a high-budget show here. We don't have teams of people. We have a few behind the scenes, and that's about it. So I just wanted to start today's show with a recap of last Thursday evening's Hack Hunterdon Meetup. Again, this is an extension of the Hack Hunterdon Meetup program and also the hackathon, which you witnessed the last couple of years. So we did meet last Thursday at the Lone Eagle Brewing Company. Our speaker was Bob King, who is one of the co-owners of the brewery. He spoke about the process of making beer. He passed around samples of different barleys and hops for us to taste and smell. You can taste barleys, but you don't want to eat hops in their raw form. Surprisingly, they smell a lot like grapefruit hops does. At the conclusion, the audience created an ingredient list for Bob to make a special batch to be brewed. So we're going to have our own Hack Hunterdon blend. We're calling it CPU beer for like the central processor unit, but it's also because it has cinnamon and peach flavors. And the U can either stand for undrinkable, depending on how it comes out, or underestimated is the other, if it does come out well. And so the next meeting is August 29th, so we'll have, Bob's hoping to have it ready by then, so everybody can taste, see what happens, see how it comes out. So that's where we got there. All right, so let me introduce our guest here. It's Kelly Denton. She's the owner of Magic Ninja Dust. Now, Magic Ninja Dust, what is that? Well, I will explain a little bit. It's basically, she brought some samples to show us too. It basically comes in a little plastic bottle and has like a nice little carabiner that you can attach to your waist. It's liquid powder for keeping your hands dry when you're working out, when you're a gymnast or a rock climber or a ninja warrior like the show, like the TV show. So welcome, Kelly.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So I met you because I saw the article about you getting into Walmart stores. So let's start the story. So, you know, what were you doing before Magic Ninja Dust? Well, you were running a gym, correct?
It's been a whirlwind of a year. Yeah. I had an indoor sports facility called the Edge Sports Center. I recently shut that down April 15th and combined my business with Next Level Arena and Hunterdon Sports Complex. Okay. So all the things that we did at the Edge were, everything's now at Next Level.
Now, did they build an extra building, or is that, they were always those buildings were the way they were after, because Aspen Ice is also part of this,
yeah,
right?
It's Flemington Ice Arena.
Okay. And, or it used to be called Aspen Ice, sorry.
Back in the day.
Yeah. My daughter's friend used to work there, so. Used to go there every now and then, drop her off. So
yeah, and now we're going to be adding Topgolf swing suites.
Okay.
And that's going to be opening.
The actual ones where you actually hit out into a field, or are they going to be the virtual ones?
The virtual ones, yeah. Okay. Still really cool. And okay. There's going to be about 5 other games on the.
So how many little groups can go in at any time then?
So we have 3 bays, mm-hmm. and you can book up to comfortably about 8 people per bay.
Oh, wow. Well, that. I'm going to have to try that out.
It's a full-service restaurant that's going to be opening also.
Oh, wow.
With a BYOB. So.
Oh, wow.
Going to be great.
That's going to be a lot. I mean, that's, wow. And I know you have the volleyball courts, too. Is that going to change?
No.
Or are you going to keep them the way they are for now?
We're going to keep them the way they are for now. Okay. We added a Ninja Warrior course in Next Level Arena.
Okay.
And there's a big turf field for rentals and events and parties, and a CrossFit gym.
Okay.
There's a lot going on.
Okay. So you're in this business, you're in the gym business. And so you're telling me that, you know, the inspiration obviously for this kind of product is that you're dealing with this all the time, right?
All the time.
So what are the normal problems? It's just that it's messy, right?
It gets everywhere, and kids love to clap their hands and see how high the chalk could go. And I got really tired of cleaning up day after day after day.
So what was your first inclination? Was it to try to create something, or was it to actually just do research to find a better product?
My first inclination was just to do research to find a better product, because I was sure that if I was having those issues, every gym around the country was having those issues.
And did you find anything?
I did find something. It was made in China.
Mm-hmm.
I took out my credit card, ordered a few bottles. It came in, and it was
So what's the eh? Is two what?
It just wasn't. It wasn't quite right.
Okay.
Wasn't quite right.
Just too sticky, or?
Wasn't sticky enough.
Oh, okay.
It was too liquidy. It said the ingredients separated, so you constantly had to shake the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then you said, all right, I've tried these products. There's got to be a better way. So how did you go about making it a better? So what was your, was there like an aha moment, or just keep trial error or research? How did you figure it out?
It was a little trial and error. I tried a lot. Didn't work. It was about a 6-month process. And then somebody told me that I would never be able to fix it. And I'm like, okay, challenge on. So, about 6 weeks after that, I had that aha moment, ran to my kitchen. Well, first I ran to ShopRite for the ingredient.
Right.
Then I went to my kitchen, mixed it all up, and it worked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So who's the first person that tried it? Was it like, do you bring it to the gym and say, hey, I just cooked this up in the kitchen, try this? Or how did you do
that? Actually, that was exactly what happened.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's all it takes. You know, you create a product. I mean, this show is about innovation. So it's like, I want to try to find people like you. Like, how did you, where are these aha moments and how it happens, and then the process? Because innovation isn't just, I invented something and it happens. You know, it has to go through these steps. So you went through finding a problem, identifying what's wrong with the solutions to this problem, you know, either using the current powder and making a mess, or finding another, you know, somebody else's solution to it and not being satisfactory. And then going from there and saying, all right, I'm going to put some effort into this. So 6 months, is this something like that you were like thinking of all the time, or just one of these where you just like a little hobby kind of project, like I'll try it and then.
Started out as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I was selling some chalk at the gym, and the sales were going great. And I thought to myself, well, if I can fix this, I can sell even more. So that's when I really started getting into the depth of, okay, let's do this.
So then what's the first thing you had to do when you said that, let's do this? Is it to come up with the did you have like the brand name already set up by then? It was already Magic Ninja Dust, or no?
It was already Magic Ninja Dust. Was it? No, I don't think it was. Trying to think back. It's been a whirlwind of the last 6 months. So yeah,
you know what you called it before? You just called it Liquid Chalk, or?
So we called it Liquid Chalk before. That's what we did. And the kids used to come in, and mm-hmm. if they couldn't do an obstacle, they got frustrated. So they came to the desk, and they're like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this. And I'm like, okay, here, take some magic ninja dust. And that's how the first name started.
Oh,
and
okay.
The kids kind of came back and asked for it all the time, and the name just stuck.
Oh, wow.
So went through the process of trademarking the name, and then we fixed the formula.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So you had it protected as far as your name, and then the formula, it's not something you can patent? Is that true?
So we're looking into it right now. My attorney says maybe.
So well, yeah, because he's going to say maybe until he bills enough hours and then says no. And then it's really up to the patent office. I mean, I've done the process before, so I could tell you that it's a weird process because it's still very subjective. Because mm-hmm. you can find, because you go to an examiner and they basically have your file that has all the information, and they're going to say, well, was it obvious that somebody else could have done the same thing if they just did the right formula, or maybe somebody already did and they just never sold it, yeah. Or, there's all these things. So, but I think getting that started is always a good protect. Even if you end up not getting it, if you could extend it saying that it is patent pending, that'll also put a barrier to somebody. Be like, oh, they already solved it. I'm not going to make, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
It keeps all the other Kellys out there who said, you know, I could do this. And then they look up your product. Oh, patent pending. Oh, it just like slumps their shoulders. You
yeah.
know, and it's something that I had a boss that would patent pen almost anything he ever created on purpose for that reason, so he could talk about it without worrying, and it sort of puts that barrier up for people, so that's good.
Well, this is my first go at an actual product.
Okay.
So I'm pretty good in the service industry,
right.
But I'm learning a lot in the product industry.
Okay. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. It's a quarter after, and we'll talk more with Kelly as soon as I figure out which commercials are going to run. All right, here we go.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, we are back. We're here with Kelly Denty, the owner of Magic Ninja Dust, a liquid chalk material that's used for, it's not chalk though itself, right? No, I guess it is chalk,
it is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she told me a little bit of the secret ingredients. I won't give them away. It's not talc-based, it's chalk-based. For doing workouts, for doing weightlifting, ninja warrior stuff, all the way rock climbing. And so we get to the point of the story where, you know, she created it. She's got some kids interested in it in the gym. It's looking like a thing. So who's your first outside of your gym customer? How did you get, when you decided, okay, we're going to put this in a bottle and sell it to somebody outside of the gym, who was your first customer?
Who's my first customer? That's a great question. I think we had a Ninja Warrior team that we took to competitions. Okay. So I had this great idea of, hey, let's get a vendor table at this competition.
And, okay.
Yeah, that's how it got out into the Ninja Warrior world.
Okay. And did they think it was, because of the name, think that it was part of that organization?
No.
They didn't give you any flack for that?
Nope. Had a different label. It doesn't look anything like the American Ninja Warrior logo. So we were good with that.
Well, it's good they didn't give you any grief for it, though, too, because they could have if they were being jerks about it.
I can tell you the Ninja Warrior world is an amazing group of people.
Okay, very cooperative. Very,
very supportive, from the big TV ninjas all the way down to the gym owners.
Okay, great. So you start selling it there, and that's how you get the word out. So these people go back to their gyms, said, hey, look, I got this product. Mm-hmm. And then what, you start getting phone calls then, like, hey, you know.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. I started making some outbound calls to some different gym owners I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting some inbound calls. And I said, wow, this is working.
Right. Oh, great. So then...
And it's just grown from there.
So did you set up a website then at that point? Or?
Yeah, I set up a website. Website, Instagram, Facebook page.
And then you had to get... Did you do an online store too at the same time, or did you do that later?
I did the online store a bit later. We weren't really... I wasn't really ready for online. And remember, when all this first started, I still had
the gym.
An entire indoor sports facility that I was running.
Okay. So what was that like then? It was basically, you know,
it was a lot of late
16-hour days of just working and then taking phone calls in between customers bugging you for memberships and stuff for your gym, and then now you're in parties and stuff like that, right? Cuz you said you used to do
a lot of parties.
So you're dealing with all of that, and then these other gyms are now calling you. So at one point did you say, "All right, this is something I got"? I mean, you were also then making this product still, right?
So I had a manufacturer making it and getting it sent to me, and I was shipping it out to the customer.
So how did you find that person? How did you go? Did you start that immediately when you, like, before you went to that first conference? Was that manufacturer making the product then, or was it after?
No, I had a different I had a different company making the product. And now the one that's making it today, we're going to stick with for a while. And I am working to set up my own manufacturing to make it ourselves.
Okay, so you're going to do it here
in
New Jersey?
I would love to do it here in New Jersey.
Oh, well then, I was talking to Mark, you know, Mark Salek, obviously, the economic development director. So, because we were talking about how you were going to be on the show, and he said if you wanted to make it here, he definitely would help you get along, because there are things like opportunity zone credits, I know, in Flemington, things like that, to make it worth. I know even the building next to me is open. It's a big steel barn building, and the rent's pretty good. It's cheaper than some of the other commercial areas.
Right.
So there's plenty of places in Hunterdon for this.
I think, you know, there's a nice spot right at the back of Next Level Arena.
Oh, so you're going to even just make it right there?
Even make it right on site.
Oh, wow. But the issue is going to be the storage of the bottles and things like that, right? Because
I think they
take up the space.
Okay,
well,
that's a good thing because I can make it to order, so we wouldn't have a lot of storage.
Right.
There's a lot of upsides to it, but we can talk about that offline.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely get Mark involved in that because he will. That's his job. I mean, it's to help. That's you're exactly his customer, so he will bend over backwards to make sure you get what you need. That's for sure. I mean, we've never really needed too much out of him personally for our Zero Surge, but. You know, the first time I ever interacted with him, I said, well, let me test you out. And I gave him, like, three things. And it's like within the next day, like, the mayor of Kingwood Township is in our door. You know, oh, you have a problem with something? You know, so he does get stuff moving very quickly.
Awesome.
And so it'd be exciting. I would be exciting, too, just to have, you know, another manufacturer in New Jersey. And then part of Hunterdon is even better. So that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's the goal. sooner rather than later.
Okay. So so to continue the story, so you started selling to other gyms, people you knew. Then you start going to another Ninja Warrior thing. So now you're making even more more friends, more contacts. So the manufacturer, so now you move to another manufacturer because you need somebody who's bigger then, right? Is that why you switched?
Yeah, I need somebody who I can trust that could get the job done in a timely manner.
How did you find him? Just searching?
It was just random.
It wasn't a referral or something?
No. I made a random phone call and said, "Hey, I'm Kelly." And
it's still a great story. I loved it.
Yeah, he's actually down in Marietta, Georgia.
Okay. So then he's making the product for you, shipping it to your customers and shipping some to you so you could sell locally. And then I guess we're almost, we could start the story with Walmart. We probably have to break it up into a piece here. But so you told me this story. So that's how I know, how to ask these questions. But so at this point, you're selling the product. You know you have a product. It's doing well. It's getting traction. No pun intended, or pun intended. So then what happens? You go to the West Coast.
So, yeah, I had a 50th birthday. Mm-hmm. My daughter sent me on vacation.
Because you needed it at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. She sent me on vacation out to the Seattle area to go see family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the week, so one day everybody had to go to work and go to school. I couldn't find the remote to the TV. So I just started Googling on my laptop and came across this company called RangeMe,
mm-hmm.
which looked interesting. So I clicked on that, and you know how you get into the hole.
The rabbit hole of the internet, yes.
And, I started doing some looking into this RangeMe company, and it said, apply here for Walmart open call. I said, clicked on that and filled out the application, and mm-hmm. that was in March. And in May, forgot all about I did that.
Okay.
In May, I get this email that said, congratulations, you're invited to Bentonville, Arkansas to attend Walmart open call. I was like, what?
Oh, wow. So what did you have to tell them in the application? What were they basing this on then? So you give them the name of the product, maybe some pictures.
Yeah, I gave them the name, my name, the little bit of a backstory, the pictures.
Did you have any references from the other gyms? They didn't ask for any of that?
No.
So just based on your little story about it, what the product was, what it solves, what kind of problems it solves kind of thing, Walmart was able to say, hey, this is something that
should.
Because to fill in, too, a little bit about what Walmart's doing is because they are committing to try to have American-made products in their stores. They feel that other than price, 80% of people who shop – I guess it was 80% of women for some reason. I don't know why they broke it up that way. But it was 80% of women will choose a product if it was made in the United States, if it says that on the packaging.
That is correct.
After they look at the price. And so –
yeah, so I found out about 12,000 people filled out this application on RangeMe.
Wow.
They invited 400 products to Arkansas.
So 400 out of 12,000, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So right there, that's a win right there.
I was just so excited. And the whole event was just amazing.
Okay.
And there was 28 products that got a yes on the day, and I was one of the 28.
Oh, wow.
And there was another random number in there that got go back and fix this and then come back to me.
Okay.
So a maybe.
So I think the total number, because the news always reported it as around 100 that made it to the next round. So maybe that the maybes were in the 60 to 70 range. Okay. I think that's what I recall the headline of it, 100 teams get. So they must have had some goal to try to at least get that for publicity's sake, at least to have a nice round number. All right. So what we'll do is we'll finish. We'll talk about the actual Arkansas experience then at this after this break, and get you to where we are today with Magic Ninja Dust. So hold on, and we'll be right back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is stepping up their defense of President Trump's criticism of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings and Cummings' home district of Baltimore. Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson is in Baltimore.
You know, I have a special place in my heart for Baltimore and for the people of Baltimore. There are a lot of excellent, wonderful people here, and there are a lot of good places here in Baltimore as well. But there are problems, and we can't sweep them under the rug.
The Fed Reserve is cutting key interest rates by a quarter of a percent. Policymakers wrapped up their July meeting by lowering the Fed's benchmark rate to between 2 and 2.25%. A tentative trial date of June 8, 2020, has been set in federal court against convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein is now facing new charges of sex trafficking involving the alleged abuse of underage girls, some as young as 14. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I'm sorry. I guess we're back here. That was a shorter break. Okay, so back here with Kelly Denti from the Magic Ninja Dust and Jim Inadio. We're here at the Chamber of Commerce building in their studio, and we're talking about Magic Ninja Dust and how it was created. And we're at the point of the story now. We're at the home stretch where Kelly and what your daughter went down to Arkansas. To the home, to Bentonville, right? To the actual, to the home of Walmart. And so describe what it was like doing that. So how many days and, you know.
So we were gone for a total of 5 days.
Okay.
We ended up having a road trip. Do I sound right?
You know, closer to the microphone maybe. No, it does sound weird, but you can hear me, right? Yeah, I guess I can't hear you. Let me see what happened. Maybe that was the problem. All right.
Were you good?
Yeah, now I'm good. Sorry. Again, I'm still learning this thing. I reached the wrong slider here, guys. All right, so sorry. Let's do this over again.
Yeah,
so
how,
you're going down to Bentonville. You go down with your daughter. And
we did a road trip to Bentonville, and okay. It was a blast. I had a great time. Had some quality time in the car with my daughter, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. We stopped in St. Louis. We went to Branson, Missouri.
Okay.
Had some fun there. And then we got to Bentonville a day before the actual meeting started.
And how many? It's just literally one day. You just go in?
So we had, it was 2 days.
2 days,
so
okay.
It started 4 o'clock the night before and then all day on a Wednesday. Wednesday.
So they had picked 400 products. Were all 400 groups there?
Yes.
So that was what, probably at least two people for each product at the very least, right?
Yeah.
So that's 1,000 people plus Walmart people. So where they have this huge auditorium.
Huge. Walmart headquarters is absolutely amazing.
I can imagine.
It is amazing. I was so
Does it have
impressed.
A Walmart inside of it?
Has a little
store inside?
Not a Walmart, no? But it's a little gift store, I guess, okay. You can call it. So it was just an amazing experience all around.
So what do they do for 2 days then? What's the process?
So the first meeting was at 4 o'clock that Tuesday night, and we all sat down in this huge, huge auditorium, and the CEO of Walmart comes out, and he says, "All right, guys, you know, congratulations for getting here, and no never means a no at Walmart." So he was kind of prepping you,
yeah.
You know, for not failure, but, you know. All right,
well,
we're not
only
10% everybody.
Of the people is going to get, you know, you said it was around 30 out of 400. So
yeah.
It's like less than 10% of the people are going to get this.
So, and then this other woman comes on and she says, okay, this is how you pitch to your buyer. This is what the buyer wants to hear. So prior to that, we had a Skype meeting saying pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I did my product pitch. I put together a PowerPoint.
Right.
Had it printed out by the great lady at Printec because my printer wasn't working. And, I had everything ready to go. I was feeling confident. And then this woman comes on and she says, okay, you need to do this sales funnel. And, you know, you got to start with your story. And my daughter's hitting me. You're not ready. You're not prepared. I said, yeah. I got this.
Yeah.
So, we get back to the hotel that night, and I'm staring at the ceiling, going, oh, maybe I don't have this.
Well, you also had to prepare a display, right? An actual physical.
We had to prepare a physical display. And, we left on Sunday. We left it for this journey on Sunday, and I got the display on Saturday. It was great. Everything ended up being perfect. So.
Did they tell you what kind of display they were looking for? But they said to bring something, right?
Yes.
To be able to display. So basically, like, what it would look like displayed on a shelf at Walmart.
Right. So I actually went to Walmart and took a picture of it on the shelf.
Oh, okay.
And put that in my PowerPoint. So, yeah, it was a great experience. Learned so much. So, we got to the second day, Wednesday, so we got this in this another massive auditorium, and they did this rah-rah, you know.
Right, get you blood pumping, get you excited, yeah.
And our meeting was at 10:40 in the morning, so we had to be there at 8. Our meeting was at 10:40, so the meeting ended at 9, 9:15-ish.
So what do you do for an hour? Just pace the hallways?
I paced. I sweated. my stomach was turning a little bit. Yeah. And everybody you talked to, all the other vendors that were there to pitch their products, they all had like this huge sales team with them. And, I'm here for my CEO of the company.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, it's just me and her.
Wow. That's probably what impressed them then. Maybe they should learn to send, you know, don't send these huge teams to do this.
Yeah. So the videos that we got before, to kind of prep us, they showed us this tiny little sales room, where maybe 4 people can fit in it on a little desk. So I said, all right, the presentation doesn't have to be that big. So about our meeting was 10:40 and we were allowed to get into the room at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
The room we were assigned was huge. It must have fit 20 people in there. I said to the Walmart lady, I'm like, oh no.
We're in the wrong place.
This is not what you promised. So I'm pulling stuff out of my bag to try to fill the table up to make it look decent. So that was very funny.
So that's a lesson, is to be ready for whatever the room is going to be.
Be ready for anything.
Yeah.
And the buyer comes in, and she was absolutely fantastic from the moment we shook hands to the end of the meeting. It was an unbelievable experience.
Did she ask you any questions that you didn't have an answer to? Like you go, uh-oh.
No. No, actually, all her questions were...
So all the things like the financials and how many sales you have and stuff like that, you just had that already and she just gave you... She didn't try to, like...
No,
she wasn't testing you for your business knowledge. She was testing you on the product, right?
She wasn't even really testing us on the product.
Okay.
And she walked in the room and she said... I'm so happy to meet you. I'm so excited to hear about your product. I wanted my boss to be here, but it wasn't logistically possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at my daughter going, okay.
That's a good sign right off the bat, right?
Yeah. And it was just, it was a whirlwind. And then she started talking about the climbing gym, the rock gym that just opened in Bentonville. And she was excited to go there. And it was a very... I don't know the word for it.
Magic. I mean, it's like when you go to a, I mean, I've been a few times where, like, you go in and you have a product to sell or a service to sell, and then you find out the other person on the other side of the table has that exact need. Like, she already was into the concept of what your product was.
She was into CrossFit.
So you already had it in there. You had the CrossFit. There you go. Definitely, they need that product. And so... She was ready just to, I mean, you basically, all you had to do is pour it in her hands and she knew it worked because she can imagine it working, right? So, you know, that's like when I sell a product that, like our Zero Search stuff, if I talk to an engineer, like at first they're confused and I get to use their language to explain it to them and then they're like, oh yeah, it's a low pass filter, blah, blah, blah. And then they get excited over it because, you know, they understand it. So it's, you know, it's kind of a neat thing to happen. So that's great.
And
so,
then these meetings, they were scheduled back to back to back. And
your meeting ran into the other meeting? Is that what happened?
So, no.
Oh.
So towards the end of the meeting, everybody was supposed to get a card from the buyer. And it had three check boxes. Yes, Walmart, Marketplace, maybe, and a yes. So she's still talking, and the card's still sitting on the table, and she's not picking up her pen. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, tell me already.
Yeah.
And then she's talking about our display box was actually too big for the shelf because she knew the size.
Right.
She was talking about sidekicks, and I looked at her, and she's like, you don't know what a sidekick is, right? I'm like, no, I've never done that. I said, I can't even lie. I have no idea what a sidekick is.
Right.
And she explains what a sidekick was, and yeah.
So what is a sidekick?
It's the side of an end cap.
Okay, so at the end of an aisle.
At the end of an aisle.
Those things that hang from the, that are entice you as you're walking by to grab it.
Right. So we will be getting an end cap, sidekick.
Oh, wow.
And, so she looks at her watch real quick when the Walmart monitor knocked on the door and she's like, oh, shoot, we gotta go. I can't be late. I'll get in trouble if we're late. And she's like, hurry up, clean up. So literally, I took my arm. I, like, swiped everything in my bag. And she's like, and this is an absolute yes for me.
So, oh, wow. So then you were just like, so what is that feeling then? So your daughter probably was like, her eyes go big, and you're just like, oh, my gosh, we just did this.
I'm like, I don't even know what happened.
And then you said you were whisked away, like.
So, yeah, the ladies, the Walmart people came and. Everybody in the hallway started cheering. And we got to the supplier concierge, and we had to give our name. And from there, they took us to Walmart TV. We had an interview on Walmart TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Huh. So it's almost like American Idol, right? They had the golden ticket. Or those other reality shows, you know, like you can just... You end up winning, and so everybody's cheering, and they're all excited because somebody made it through
it's
the next
real.
Round.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was absolutely – I get goosebumps, you know, sitting here now talking
about it. I am getting goosebumps thinking about that. That would be awesome.
It was just amazing. It was an amazing, amazing experience.
So then did you go, like, right away to the hotel to celebrate and just crash? And just,
no.
Or they whisk you away to like, sign your life away. Like, you will produce hundreds and thousands of these bottles tomorrow.
No, that came in the emails later on. No, they had this huge tent for lunch set up for everybody. So we went out to lunch, and my phone was ringing off the hook. We were eating lunch, and it was all these, like, news reporters calling me from New Jersey. So I guess Walmart sends out a blast of communications.
But they give you your phone number, too. Wow, that's like, again, that's like you're now part of the family. You will know.
We are now part of the Walmart family.
Wow. You will answer the phone from all the news organizations that want to talk to you.
I'll tell you, it was fun. It was a good, and it's still a good time. I'm still having fun with it.
No, I mean, when we had lunch the other day, it's like you're like good stressed. Like there's, you know, people who are always weighted down with life that when you go to lunch with them, they're always like picking at their food or something. You're just kind of like, you know, your phone's every 5 minutes, your phone's gone off. It's a lawyer. It's a Walmart person. It's somebody from work. And then it's just like you just keep saying, like, I can't believe what I just did. I can't believe what I just did. It's like being in a daze almost, right? I mean. Do you remember the ride home? I mean, you probably just were, like, laughing the whole way. I mean.
I do remember the ride home.
Oh, okay.
You do? I do remember that ride home. It was longer.
Oh.
It was longer than going there. But it was fun. We actually ended up getting hit by a runaway tire.
Oh, no.
In Indiana. Oh. So, yeah, that was memorable.
Oh, well, that'll definitely get your adrenaline going.
So.
It's like, wow, you just did something really good. Now here's a tire in front of your car just to remind you that you have a lot more work to do.
But on a good note, my daughter will never let me drive again. So that's good.
Chauffeured everywhere.
I will be chauffeured
everywhere. Long trips, you're going to be sipping, eating, you know. Great. So we have a couple more minutes left. So the challenge now for you is filling orders, right? That's once Walmart actually – they haven't given you any orders yet, right?
I actually just sent her yesterday the last revision of the Sidekick.
Okay. So you have to get all the details of how you're going to display it, the Sidekick, how much product it can hold and things like that. And then,
so that's all done.
So once all that's ready, then they're going to be, okay, here's your order. And so you still don't have any idea what it's going to be other than you hinted to me that they're looking at even worldwide distribution of this product.
We'll see. I don't want to.
You don't want to jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it, but I also don't want to bite off more than I can chew.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to fill.
Yeah, and they'll probably help. I mean, they know who you are. They know you're not making millions of these things right now, so. I would imagine it would not make sense for them to demand more than you could put out. I mean, that's just crazy.
So
that's exciting.
Whatever the order is, I will be super excited and grateful for it.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's a great attitude. So it's a great story. I'm glad you came out to talk about it with us so we can document it for the future. And, you know, when you're the Ninja Dust Queen walking down the – when you're the next – you know, for the Christmas parade in Flemington or something, and you're waving your ninja dust, you know.
Let's not go crazy.
Well, you never know. So is there any other product you brought up? I noticed you have another product that you brought in the bag. What's the...
Yeah, this is something that we just started doing. It's a chalk ball.
Okay.
Where it's more of a traditional chalk, so there will be a little mess with it, but we put some essential oils in it to tamp that down a bit.
Oh, okay.
So... for all those purists out there that just want regular chalk, we have it.
Okay. So then at some point, do you think you're innovating other products, or it's just a matter of just get through Walmart first and then...
You know, do you everybody... I have stuff in mind. Okay. I just started playing with how to make this smell better.
Okay.
So I can make a coconut smell now, and I can make, like, a clean linen scent to it.
Oh, nice.
And... we are talking about maybe making it a different colors.
Okay. Oh, so. Like blues and red. The kids would definitely love that. But maybe. I guess even the Warriors probably would because it could be their brand, you know.
Right, yeah.
I always use the red one or whatever. You can name it after each.
Each Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. So the last thing, too, to mention is that you do have some that really want to represent your product, right? Have you picked somebody to be your spokesperson for this, or
we are very, very close.
Okay, so nothing yet.
Very
all right,
close.
So let us know. We'll post it on the Facebook page.
Watch the Warrior finals.
Okay, okay. So when we, so go ahead and watch that, and then you'll see it will be mentioned.
It won't be mentioned. I can't afford that yet.
Okay. So. Maybe the next competition, the next year.
Maybe.
Okay, great. So take another quick break, and then we'll do our final story. So let me get to...
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color. This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, Jim Minadio here, back with Hack Hunterdon Radio, again with Kelly Denti to finish up. We're doing our last historical story that we usually do at the end of each show. This one, it will be the history of Walmart, since we've been talking about Walmart. And the history, not the normal history that you may have heard about, you know, how he thought low prices was the best way to go. And this is the technology timeline I found from a CIO.com, I guess it is. So this is their so in 62, Walmart opened in Rogers, Arkansas. It wasn't their innovative. I guess Sam was famous for not being computer savvy and also hated computers, supposedly. So there wasn't much innovation happening until the 70s. Once he started getting up to 100 stores, they started leasing an old IBM supercomputer to maintain their inventory for all their merchandise. So it really took until they were about the 100-store level before he really stopped the old-fashioned paper ledger kind of book stuff and started using computers. But then he started rolling into it. So in the 70s, they also started using point-of-sale cash registers early on, before most stores did. In 77, they built an actual computer network for doing all their ordering for their suppliers. So they've been very big on technology and getting work with their suppliers. I know through some family that work through some of the bigger consumer product companies that have to deal with Walmart.
Yeah, their supplier concierge is unbelievably helpful.
Right. So they, 83, they started using barcodes for scanning on their POS systems. In 84, they actually started doing the handheld terminals for doing inventory. So a company called Texlon makes those handheld terminals where they click on the barcode so they can get the description of the merchandise and do quantities. And then in 85, they've already grown at that point to 800 stores. So they were able to go from 100 stores in 10 years to 800 stores.
Wow.
Using technology and getting optimum suppliers and stuff. And, you know, their pricing model and everything. And also their service. I guess that was their big thing, is always, like you've seen through the concierge, how friendly they are. It's that whole Walmart greeter thing. I mean, that's something that no other store did. And that started from Walton's philosophy. In 87, they had the largest private satellite communication system in the world.
Wow.
So they were already getting into satellite stuff. In 90, they had the first data warehouse. So basically a whole building just for doing data processing. I know I've seen in the past, they keep track of the weather. They keep track of all these things so they can push products to different regions based on either current events like holidays or even things like snowstorms to make sure the snow shovels get pushed to where the snowstorms are going to be. And windshield wiper fluid and things like that that you need. And then in the 90s, so they went from 100 stores in 75, 800 stores in 85, 2,000 stores in 95, and then 200 super centers and 433 Sam stores. So all within, 30 years, they grew that big. So they're going from a few hundred million a year to 93 billion in 30 years.
It's amazing.
That's just crazy. Let's see. And one of the other things they innovated too is they were one of the first companies to employ RFID tags. I know they wanted to be able to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were. I remember because I worked for a company that was trying to create systems for using RFID tags, and that was around 2000. And there weren't, in 2000, the only traction we were getting would be in like the luggage for the airport because that's a problem right now. Mm-hmm. So many people lose their luggage because the barcode gets lost on those tags, right? And an RFID tag doesn't need line of sight, so it'd be perfect for that industry. And in Europe, it was doing pretty well. And they're using them for credit cards. It's the little chip card kind of thing. And Walmart made this big announcement in 2004 that they wanted that even on products so they could do this. You put all the stuff you want to buy, put it in a shopping cart, drive it through a scanner, and then it would ring you up right there and then. But it never, I guess it never took hold because the manufacturers are just like, well, it costs too much. I can't do it for every single product. Maybe your product, it would make sense because of the cost of what it is. But, for a $2 item, if the tag costs 25 cents, what's the point of doing it? You lost all your margin. And so 2006 is when they really started pushing their Walmart.com as a way of selling. And by the end of 2006, they've already reached, so this is another 40 years into their expansion. They're at $350 billion in sales, 2 million employees, and 6,700 stores.
It's amazing.
So that is a crazy story. And then their latest thing would be that they launched the Sites to Store service that's in this article because it stops in 2007. So since then, I know they've done, they've added the Walmart.com marketplace to try to compete with Amazon.
So with Amazon, like you and I can go on and sell anything on Amazon. With Walmart Marketplace,
right?
You have to be accepted, approved.
Yes.
You got to go through some rigorous process to get on.
Well, we actually do start selling on Walmart.com. We got in there because we're the manufacturer. I think that was...
Yeah.
If you're a manufacturer, the hurdles are a lot less than if you were trying to sell somebody else's product because they know that you're not going to get it cheaper than they get it.
Exactly.
And if they're buying it, then they don't want to... They just don't even need to compete with you. So, but they never carried our product either. So that was the way we were able to get into Walmart system. We just started that. But like you said, it took from February till I think our first order we got was in July. So that's 5 months of back and forth, waiting, getting verified, giving them your credentials, getting barcode. I mean, we never had barcode because we just sold direct. And so we never were in a retail store to need that. Mm-hmm. And so we had to go and get UPC and all that stuff. So, it was an interesting process. So I see we're running up at the end of the show here. Sorry for all the technical problems we had at the beginning. Hopefully, if you're watching this later and not live, I'll trim out all the fat from the beginning of the show. I'd like to thank Kelly for sharing your story, and good luck to you.
Thank you for having me.
And thank all the new fans that watch on Facebook. Thank the Chamber, Mark and his team, Zero Search Gang, my wife, kids, and to all the rest of you innovators out there. The original meaning of innovator was that you're a rebel. So keep rebelling against the doubters and make your ideas a reality.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is cutting its key interest rate.
We decided today to lower the target for the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point to a range of 2% to 2.25%.
That's Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, and he cited the global uncertainties and muted inflation as key factors. Police continue to investigate a deadly shooting at a garlic festival in Gilroy, California, that left three people dead and injured more than a dozen. FBI Special Agent John Bennett says he's fairly certain that the suspect acted alone, although as far as the motive...
We're looking at multiple threads of conversations that he's had. However, we're still not comfortable in saying, you know, it's an ideology one way or another.
Baytown, Texas firefighters are on the scene of a fire at a Texas ExxonMobil plant. People to the west of the plant have been evacuated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Iran starts to interfere with ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, President Trump's nominee for the Chief of Naval Operations tells a Senate panel the Navy will not be stationing lots of ships there.
We will have the resources and do have the resources to escort U.S. Flag ships, U.S.-owned ships through the Strait of Hormuz. There aren't that many of them that make that transit. The coalition that we're building in the Arabian Gulf, and specifically in the Strait of Hormuz, is going to be a 80 or 90% coalition effort and a much smaller U.S. effort. It is primarily focused on providing intelligence support to the rest of the coalition. So we will escort our ships as they come along. But we won't be there in great numbers.
That's Navy Vice Admiral Michael Gilday. The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Delta Airlines pilot was arrested Tuesday for being intoxicated. Now, he was scheduled to fly out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. A Delta spokesman identified the pilot as 37-year-old Gabriel Lyle Schroeder. He was arrested shortly after 11 a.m. Schroeder was originally supposed to fly to San Diego from the Twin Cities. Minneapolis Airport Police conducted two sobriety checks, and one of them found Schroeder to be under the influence of alcohol. Others working also suspected Schroeder was intoxicated as they could smell alcohol on him. The second of two Democratic presidential debates will be held tonight in Detroit. Some parts of the nearly three-hour debate that have people talking last night include this exchange between Senator Bernie Sanders and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Throw your hands up, but you have an impact.
And then there's Democratic Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, taking former Congressman John Delaney to task.
I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
And when the topic turned to health care, Senator Bernie Sanders and Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio had this exchange.
Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second
that.
Of all.
You don't know that,
second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second,
I do know, and I wrote the bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to another episode of Destination Hockey. I am really excited for this week's show because I will be giving my take on how the NHL can increase their marketing of their stars, as well as going over my NHL All-Star team. Plus, Will Wiggleman will be joining me to dive into Andre Vasilevsky's new contract and talk Belmont Park. But first, it is raining outside, so let's give you the weather report.